I've been wilder over for many the year, and I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and grain store, and I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover, and no, never, no more.
Well, I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover. No, never.
I pulled from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened up with delight. She says, we've got whiskies and wines of the best, and if you come upstairs, sure, I'll show you the rest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover. No, never.
I went home to me parents, confessed what I'd done, and I asked them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they caress me as oft times before, sure, I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover. No, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover. No, never, no
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, a seeking good fortune, and what might betide. 'Twas just as the day was a-dawning. Well, after resting, we both took a tramp. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cramp. Besides a wee drummer who beats up for camp with his rowdy dow-dow in the morning. Me young fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea a quickly will get in your fist. Besides a crown for to kick up the dust, and toss the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming younger wife. And he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and always looks happy and charming. How now, my bold sergeant, we are not for sale. We'll make a such bargain, and your bribes won't avail. We're not tired of our country, we don't care to sail. And though that your offer is charming, if we were such fools as to take the advance, it's a right money slender, would it be our poor chance that the Queen would inscruple to send us to France, where we could be shot without warning. Well, hold now, ye gentlemen, not one more word, or instantly now I'll haul out with my sword, and into your bodies as strength will afford. So now may gay devils take warning. Well, Arthur and I, we counted the odds. We give them no chance for to launch out their swords, when our whacking shillelaghs came over their heads and paid them right smart. the morning. As for the young drummer, we wrangled his pouch. We made a football from his around down down and into the ocean to rock and to roll, and bought it a devious return in. And as for the rapier that hung by his side, we threw it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil I abid you, cries Arthur McBride, to temper your steel in the morning.